Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I'm still, hold on, let me looking at my workspace.
Yeah,
As
go ahead
in,
and clean it up.
clean up my workspace means I'm putting away all the candy I've eaten today.
All gravy.
All gravy.
That sounded so weird, Devil.
I found a lot of good candy today.
Yeah. Make you a happy little boy.
Ow!
Warning, the following episode will contain spoilers and strong language advice because we will be cursing. We just can't help ourselves. You should know this by now. Hello, and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You. I'm your host, Star, along with my co-host, Devo.
Hello.
Aw, hello. How was your birthday?
Aw, it was magical. I had so much fun.
Yeah, because I know you were going to the Dolphin games and you said they were going to win by a lot. How did that go?
That didn't go very well. That was not very well at all. But no, I'm not going to lie. It was a beautiful day weather-wise. It was a very fun game. It was exciting. Obviously, you know, my team didn't win, but that's all I care about is that everybody had fun and no one got hurt.
Aw, that's very nice.
I didn't. I'm very angry. I wanted to kill them.
Well, it kind of sucks that the Dolphins lost, but you had a good birthday, so I'm happy to hear that. But
oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. But we also have some big things going on this week, right? What the elections this week. So if you haven't gone out and vote, 100%, go out and vote. We're not going to go into details of who you should vote for, what you should, you know, it's what you believe in. Go and vote. Apparently, I found out Devil doesn't vote, but he loves to bicker about who you should vote for.
Yeah, I totally judge people on who they vote for, but I don't vote myself unless it's a Twitter poll. Twitter polls, you have to vote on.
Let me ask you this. Was the last time you voted, was it between, you know, Abraham Lincoln versus John C.?
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, that Budinsky just got, he really just, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if you heard, but half the country was really angry at him.
Oh, were you 60 at the time?
Yeah, 1860.
Anyways, just wanted to bring it up. If you haven't voted, go vote. It's important. But moving even forward now from that, you know, we have quite a few things coming out to streaming this month, Devo. It's November. It's the beginning of the month. And your recommendation to go out and see up from a while back was Twister, which is going to hit Peacock in the middle of this month.
Yeah, I loved it. I saw it in theaters. It would be Twisters with an S. It's plural because there's more than one.
Oh, no.
There were more than
one. You just ruined it. I'm kidding.
Oh, it's kind of funny. There were more than one tornado in the movie Twister, the original one. So I don't know why they made this Twisters. It just seems like a little over the top. But whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess I just want to say, hey, this is the second because now there's two Twisters movie. But there's...
Oh my God, I just realized something. We did Ghostbusters, and they keep calling them Ghostbusters, and then they add a name onto it, like Afterlife, Frozen Empire. The next Ghostbuster should be called The Ghostbuster Singular. Like there's only one left. I need to contact the producers. It's a good idea.
I want to shoot you with a proton pack. But anyways, let's continue forward here. Yeah, it's just besides Twisters, we're getting just a slew of other movies and episodes that are hitting. So it's nice to see that we're just going to get more and more. But on the gaming front, besides Call of Duty, which was the big hit this last week or two, we got a bunch of other games added, like Dead Island 2, because one, Halloween, right? And just a slew of other ones. We got MechWarrior Clans and just some other games there. If you're a Game Pass holder, jump on there. You must be loving it, because we are. And I know Devil's probably playing Power Watch Simulator, because Devil only has three games installed. The Boat Game, Power Wash Simulators, and now Call of Duty.
I have more than that. I have a big hard drive now.
You have a
But
big hard drive now.
yes, I do. But Power Wash Simulator, I officially am. I'm into the third map of the Shrek DLC. I'm in currently, where am I? It's the potion place. It's where the witch or whatever turned. I haven't watched Shrek in a while, so if there's any Shrek people out there, it's the potion place where they got the potion that turned the princess into a Shrek thing. Miss Shrek.
I don't even remember. I mean, I've seen the Shrek movies. I just don't really remember them, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. I'm currently washing it right now. It's very dirty, but the whole time I'm doing it, the texting that comes in, it's from Donkey. So I'm sitting there just laughing at all of Donkey's
Donkey.
jokes.
Donkey.
Donkey.
You know what's cool that's coming to Hulu finally is the Alien movies. From what I heard, I was reading earlier today, they're all hitting Hulu. I thought they would have been on there since, Halloween, but that wasn't the case.
There are some that have been on there for a little bit, but they're finally consolidating them all because they're now Disney products. And Disney doesn't want the R-rated stuff on Disney Plus. So they're putting it onto Hulu. And if you don't remember, they had the Predator movie, The Prey. And they have just teased this week something else that was kind of big, along with the alien stuff joining Hulu, where it's going to be alongside the Predator content. They have quasi announced that there will be another Alien vs. Predator. A third Alien vs. Predator movie is coming.
One other thing to know, we just did Abigail, and that was on Peacock, but in November, it's actually going to be on Prime Video. So if you're any Prime holders out there that missed out because you don't have Peacock, there you go. Abigail's going to go over to Prime in November.
Yeah, the shuffle shit really is. I understand everybody makes money off these deals, but it's so fucking annoying. I'm just so tired of it.
Yeah, there's some apps out there now that tells you where to watch certain movies and all that. There's an app called Where to Watch, and I've used it a couple times. I don't know how accurate it is, but I want to play with it more because I think that's a good place to show off for people where to find these shows.
I use Just Watch.
Oh, is that it?
JustWatch.com.
Maybe I was thinking Where to Watch. I don't know why.
Yeah, it might. There might be. I mean, there's probably multiple people that do it.
Nope, just
JustWatch
watch.
does
You're
a good
right. You're
job.
right. You're right. Just
Okay,
watch.
it does a good job of showing you not just where it is for free, but also where it is for sale. If you just want to not have to sign up for a whole month of a service just to watch one thing.
That's smart. I like it. Yeah, I haven't played too much with it, but if you're recommending it, then I'll give it more of a try.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, with that, I think we can go ahead and just jump over to our topic of the night, which is Wolfs, a 2024 Apple TV exclusive. And we've covered quite a few Apple TV exclusives, but have you heard the whole story behind this thing, Devo? Like the right to get the rights to this and all that? Have you looked into it?
I did a little bit of research. I knew it was an older project from 2021 that's just been really just limping along. Kind of like Argyle, same idea. Not necessarily KO'd by COVID, but definitely delayed. And
Go ahead, go
if
ahead.
you
I'm
have more
sorry.
information, no, if you have more information, I didn't go a deep dive. Like, if you have more.
So, yeah, apparently every damn studio and their parents and mothers wanted this movie because we're not getting one of these. We're going to get two, but there's even talks of three and four. That's pretty big. And the bidding wars started off between all these different studios. Obviously, Apple came in, put in a big bid because they want to kind of grow this. But then Amazon came in and put in a bid, and then apparently Sony came in and then Netflix came in, and now you have a struggle before the, pretty much our top four right here that are struggling to get this piece. Obviously, Apple TV ended at the end of the day won the bid, but they made a deal with Sony to do kind of the distribution rights between the theaters and kind of the releases. It's so convoluted, it's crazy because they make the deal, then they back off out of the deal, then they come back to the deal. Like, there's some craziness. I didn't know that this was going to be a big series. I thought it was just a one-off movie. We're going to get one of these. It's called Wolves, and that's it. But apparently, we're going to get a second one for sure. It's already in the works. And then three and four are already part of kind of the writing or already starting to write it. I started looking into this and I was reading it, and it was more than just on Wiki, right? I started looking at kind of the history of this, and holy shit, everybody wanted this. And I didn't understand why to begin with.
Yeah, it goes a lot. It goes up a lot to the idea, or at least the fact that George Clooney and Brad Pitt love each other. Like, they are best friends in real life. And George Clooney has a lot of great friendships. Have you watched a lot of interviews with George Clooney where he talks about his pranks that he does?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, they have a long-standing relationship, him and Brad Pitt. It goes all the way back to the Ocean's 11 stuff. And I think that they like doing this so much, and I'm wondering if they're getting a taste of the money too. Not just getting paid to show up, like they're getting a taste of the residuals, or at least a check, a big check.
So here's the
And
crazy.
so
I'm sorry, go ahead. Continue. Continue. I'll
no
jump
no
in.
that, so I think they're going to keep doing, I think they have a franchise idea. I think they could keep doing this.
So yes, George Clooney is a big prancer because him and Brad Pitt get along so well. And you already said it, since the Ocean's 11 days, he's done the same thing with Matt Damon, and you can tell they have a really good chemistry and bond, right? But when it came to the money aspect, and I have it pulled up here on my notes. So basically, I found this from both Wiki, Variety, and there was a third website when I was looking into the history about it. Apparently, Wolves debuted on Apple TV on the 27th of September of 2024, and it was set for a wide release in cinema since Apple acquired it right back in 2021 when you said it. Clooney and Pitt having made the deal to do that movie where we give back the money to make sure that we had a theatrical release. Oh my God, I can't even speak. Theatriat. What are there? Three yak. Oh my God.
Theatrical.
Thank you. Theatrical. Holy crap. Release. So I believe you are correct that they want to grow this. They love working together. Their chemistry was phenomenal in this movie. And whatever that money is that they gave back to make this happen for a theatrical release played in their favor, per se, because Apple's behind this. And now they have a second one that's coming out, and then possibly a third and fourth. That's big.
Yeah, I think it's a good starting point too. It's Apple is not gonna stop. If this was Netflix, I could see Netflix pulling the plug on something because they're so long in the tooth with these kind of ideas. But Apple is still trying to grow their brand so much that they're willing to overpay. So this is a good place to start something like this, I think.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I would have been a little bit more worried after I read this story if it was behind Netflix, because Netflix doesn't have the best track record of continuing things. So I'm glad it's in Apple's hands. Apple obviously has the money. So I would love to see more of this. Now, we just jumped a little bit into the history and story of it. And for those who don't know, Wolves basically is two fixers, let's call them fixers, which is George Clooney and Brad Pitt. We never know the names of their characters, by the way. If you were to go to IMDb or something like that, it says Margaret's Men, because Margaret is the unfortunate DA who gets caught up, but they think she's the prostitute, let's just say for now, she killed. And then Brad Pitt is known as Pam's Man, which is the owner of the hotel. Which, you know what, Debo? I kind of like that they didn't have a name because it kind of threw me off. I was like, oh, I love this. I don't know who they are. They're fixers. Their job is to fix things for people, and make sure it never happens and it never goes back to them. But you have two fixers now because one is the hotel owner and one is the DA that was being recorded in this hotel. And that was fucked up, by the way. I go to a lot of hotels and I'm like, holy shit, now I'm worried about cameras. But they are forced to work together. And as these people in this line of work of fixers, they just don't want to work together, right? They just don't. They don't trust anybody.
No.
And this whole fucking story just goes derailed. It's so funny because they're so alike. And at one point, I was like, holy shit, What is that movie with Bruce Willis where he's a time jumper, or the older self and his younger self, which was played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Looper.
Looper. I thought we were getting a little Looper here, because I'm like, they dress alike, they're so alike. Are they trying to say this is the same person? Because throughout the entire movie, they're hinting this is the same person, this is the same person. They're just very alike because they have been in this, I guess, line of work for so long that this is how they are. But yeah, I mean, fucking crazy story.
Yeah, this is the generic one bad night. That's, we've seen this several times. Not, I'm not saying this is generic as the plot. The plot is very unique, but you have there's a type of movie, like I call it one bad night, where it starts out like a routine night for, I mean, as routine as a dead prostitute in a hotel room gets.
Yeah.
But it starts out as a routine night for Mr. Clooney, and it slowly gets worse. Mr. Pitt shows up. There's only supposed to be one. That's why it's wolves. It goes on the line of like a lone wolf, and these guys work alone. And now there's two lone wolves together, and they find drugs. Then the kid's not dead.
That was
You know what I
funny
mean?
though.
Like, it just,
Everything just a cascade of just holy shit, this is a fucked up night just begins for them.
And then they got to find the pager, and then you know what I mean? It's just one thing. Yeah, it is the one bad night, and it has a lot of fun action to it. The plot is very loose, like really loose,
Yes, it is.
but whatever. It is. It's fun action. Yeah, I really enjoy them both together. It actually kind of made me. I'm down in Florida right now. And I kind of miss winter, and I really now am excited that it's now November, and we have winter coming, because all little scenes when they're driving around and the snow's it's not really heavily snowing, but it's snowing just it's the fun, like, it is winter, guys.
Yeah.
And I kind of am really excited to get back up north, hopefully around Christmas, and enjoy some a white Christmas. It made me a little happy that summer's ending.
You know what's funny? You hit quite a few things. The plot, yes, is very loose, and I think that's both somewhat of its weakness for this and also its strength, because you could tell they pretty much gave Clooney and Pitt here free rein to relax and just joke around. I love their interactions. It was stupid. It was far-fetched, but it was very like smooth. They have their back and forth. I'm the big dick here. I'm the top dog. And no, I'm the big dick. I'm the top dog. And they went back and forth, and they complemented one another as both actors, but also as the characters they played so well, because they knew what each other was going to do because they're more or less the same. When I say it's the weakness, it's like this is far-fetched as far as, why this whole cover looted. If you saw the movie, like the kid was set up because they were setting up these two guys, and then it was to set up this, and I'm like, holy shit, once you start setting up the original setup guy with two other setup guys to do a setup, you are just throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks at this point. And that's why I said, like, the beginning was well thought, I will say, but then the ending, like, hey, how do we wrap this up so we can kind of jump into a part two? Well, let's have them do this. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this kid is still alive. They set him up. Obviously, they need him to die because he knows something right now. They're gonna go after this kid, so you might as well have the kid die in this show. This movie. I thought that they were gonna kill him off. No, they let him live, but who's gonna allow this kid to live? And then the whole diner scene and like this whole thing and that. I'm like, nah, this is. It was. That's why I say it was both its strong suit, but also its weakness. I think they could have done a better job to kind of lead into the second one a little bit, but I don't know. I still like the movie. There was a lot of funny parts, and they did it so well with how, I guess, the director played with it, right? Because we have a scene in a hotel room, and it's a fucking safari room. I love the roaches, and I love the rat.
Oh
Like
God,
they're
yeah.
People, they all look at the rat, and the kid is overdosed. That's why they think he's dead. And he's like, "Are you guys seeing this?" And you see Clooney and Pitt just looking at this rat, like, "Holy shit, are we seeing this?" Because the rat's just standing there, looking at everybody, squeaking. That was great. That was just funny, and it's a stupid. How stupid it was! It was funny.
Yeah, speaking, you brought up the director. The director was John Watts, who did the Spider-Man trilogy, the most recent one with Tom Holland. And that was kind of the big news that it broke right when this had gotten off the ground, was that he is out. He is no longer doing anything more for Disney. They fired him for doing Spider-Man 4, and they got rid of him for doing Fantastic Four, the movie. And so his schedule opened up a lot, and he's doing this now. You know, we've seen this before where some comic book guys, they had a little bit of help with a source material of doing being a comic book director. And this is harder because you're doing your own thing, but he might be jumping right back into another franchise. So who knows? Because like you just said, the 2, 3, and 4 of this, John Watts is tied to all of it.
Yes. You know what's funny? He's not just tied to this. He has a big, he must have a big deal and a big interest in Apple because he's doing a lot of other things for Apple. Like there's one coming out this with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's brother, Casey Affleck. It's called The Instigators. And he is part of that. And he also has something else in the works with Apple. I can't remember what it's called, but also with Peacock and with Netflix. Like he is very well like set as far as his calendar. And with Apple, and the reason I brought up, say, he's very set with Apple is that he has so much work with Apple right now. Obviously, Apple likes him. They're trusting him with it. But he must be doing something right that they're trusting him with all this.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, the guy can just lay his dick on the table at this point and be like, yeah, I turn $100 million movies into $1 billion movies. Obviously, Spider-Man is a big boost to that. Mm-hmm. But it's not a bad resume to have. So,
yeah, you're absolutely
not really,
right.
Not really going to combat that. He's done a great job with his career.
No, he has. He has. And I would love to see if this is the way he does it, because you kind of say, hey, this is one of those movies. It's a bad night movie. And I have it here in my notes where it's like the cinematography, the nightlife. That's what I put, nightlife. Like, he played it so well throughout. Like, we have a whole chasing scene, driving scene, and then when they go to point A, point B, the wedding, the hotel one, hotel two, the shootouts, and it's all at night. And the way that you called out the snow devil, because I have here the rain, because it's just raining a little bit, and the wipers, remember that? He plays it so well because it's not blaring like, oh my god, more night. No, I was like, I love this. I love when a movie is all at night because they get to play with lighting, they get to play with, you know, people running, hiding, and all this bullshit. And he did it so well with this, and I gotta say hats off to him, because this movie, it takes place all in one one night,
one bad night.
Yeah, one bad night for a DA especially. But yeah, he give kudos to him how he did this. But just staying on the movie itself, I really have seen Amy Ryan, who plays Margaret, in this. I don't remember what I saw her in the past, but she's also... Oh, you know where I've seen her? I just remember. The Office. That's where boy, it just hit me now. She plays Michael Scott's love interest, and she plays a quirky person. In this, she was not playing a quirky person. She was playing a DA that's in distress. She's crying. She has blood all over her. Somebody fucking fix this. You know, this movie is obviously all about George Clooney and Brad Pitt. But then we also get the kid, Austin Abrams, which we learned almost nobody's name in this movie. But he was annoying, but he was also annoying because he's been on drugs. He's a kid. Find out he's in college and he does his favor. And I got to say, he's a stupid kid, because if you're doing a drop for somebody and you're talking about all these drugs, bro, if I understand that the other kid's mom dies and now you're going to do the drop for him because you want to help him. Bro, if I find out, Devo, if somebody in your life passes away and you're like, hey, can you do this drop for me? Oh, yeah, I'll drop off. I'm thinking a computer or something. And I see coke. Devo, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't know, Devo. You know, you're going to have to handle this one. I'm sorry for your loss, buddy. I'm walking away. But this kid's like, I'm going to do it for him. I'm like, hell no, bro. You got all these drugs on you?
Mean, yeah, was he, like, what was the payment, though? They didn't even discuss by payment.
No
He's gonna
payment.
do all, yeah, he's risking 25 years in prison, like serious narcotics charge for nothing.
For nothing. I want to help him because his mom died. We were like good friends. I thought there was, by
Yeah.
the end of it, there Clooney or Pitt was going to be like, by the way, rethink your whole friends. That's not a friend.
This
Bro,
guy's
that was crazy.
running serious amount of weight, and the motherfucker can't hire someone. Like, I just, ugh.
Yeah.
It bothered me, but whatever. But of course, that goes into the ending and the change of, there should have been some big red flags, but this kid's too fucking stupid.
Oh, he's majorly stupid. By the way, I hope he's a track star because that kid was running in those socks for a long time, jumping fences, jumping over glass, and I was like, "Holy shit, what does this kid do for in college?"
That fucking sound he was making.
Oh, the socks, the wet socks as well. I
Oh.
was like, "Oh my God, I hate this," but.
I can tell you, I can successfully say one thing. If this is going to be a series of hijinks with these two guys, that is the last time we see that fucking kid.
Yes, it
It
has to be.
better be.
It
If
has
I
to
see
be.
the trailer for Wolves 2 and it has that kid back again, I might be out.
Unless they're putting a bullet in him, I'm with you. I think I'll be out. I think I've had enough of the kid. It was funny when he gave his first story and he started off, "Oh, I woke up in the morning," and they're like, "Shut the fuck up, just tell us what happened." And he did it again,
Yeah.
and then he did it again. I was like, "Okay, you're outplaying this now at this point." And
Yeah.
the kid's role was outplaying at a certain point. Like, he survived the overdose. He survived running and getting hit by the car. He survived the wedding, and then he survives getting, at the end. I was like, "Oh, okay, you're overplaying it. Get rid of the kid now. Let's be done with it." But yeah, I'm with
Yep.
you. If he's in part two, unless they're gonna put a bullet in his head, I don't care for it.
Yeah, the plot for part two could be the kid gets killed, and that's how it starts out. It's like the kid gets killed, and then they are going to be like mini detectives. They're going to solve the kid's murder.
I don't even want to
Okay.
see that. I don't even want to see that. No,
I could see that. I
don't
could
solve the
see
kid's
that.
murder. I see them obviously because we leave off at the end of the movie with them in a possible shootout at the diner. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see them now backtracing, going to their bosses, obviously Brad Pitt's boss, because he must know who's his boss, right? At the hotel, because he has to know who's the owner. And hey, who set us up? Why did they set us up? Let's figure that out. But the whole kid thing, just throw it out the window. Don't do the kid no more. That's it. It's done.
Yeah, I'm done too. Yeah, that was when they were teasing the idea that he was gonna like they were gonna train the kid to be one of them. Like the kid was like,
Oh, yeah.
I want to be one of you. I want to do what you do. I was like gonna be like, I'm fucking out.
Yes, I thought they were gonna do that. Like, we're being shown, like, I think George Clooney obviously is the older person here, and then Brad Pitt is the younger one. Looper kind of theory here. But now they're going to have the third one, which is this kid. And I was like, "Oh no, don't tell me this is going to be a trio movie by the end, about like halfway through this shit." I'm glad it wasn't it. I'm
Yeah.
with you.
Dude, I would have checked the fuck out. Like, cause he was like these were very serious people. These were very, 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 very serious people. And this kid is not a serious person by any stretch of the imagination. If they would have entertained that, I was like, all right, I'm out. You guys are terrible. I not only am I out, but I'm never calling you if I have a dead hooker in my bathroom. I don't trust your judgment if you're going to hire this kid.
I didn't trust their judgment if by the options of clothes they had
Yeah.
for the DA. But yeah, I'm with
Oh,
you,
yeah.
man. I'm glad that wasn't it. And I was hoping they were going to put a bullet in the back of the kid's head by the end of it, but they didn't, right? So.
I did kind of want because they had a skirt and a blouse. For the DA to wear because there was blood everywhere at the hotel scene, and she mixed and matched. She liked one of their skirts and one of their blouses, and they kind of both got offended because like, what was wrong with my skirt? What was wrong with my blouse?
Yes.
Well, that's what the kid ends up getting because
Give
the kid was in his
yes.
underwear. That's what the kid has to wear is the leftover skirt and blouse that the DA didn't want. There was a little part of me that wanted the DA to come back at the end, like they show up at the they come across the DA, or
or there really was some kind of insider plot, and the kid just walks up and they're wearing the same outfit but mix matched. That would have made me howl. That was the one thing
That's
I would have
smart.
really wanted, is him and the kid and the DA standing in front of each other wearing the same fucking outfit but mix matched.
Contrast colors. That would have been hilarious. Okay, I gotta
Yeah.
give you that one. That would have been funny to watch because they would have been looking each other up
Yeah.
and down like, what the fuck? You're wearing the same thing
Yeah.
I'm wearing.
Why are we wearing the same clothes? That would have been
Anyway.
funny.
Oh, actually, that top looks good. Like, and she would have been like, oh, actually, I should have taken that one or what? That would have been funny. Even at the ending of the train ride. Oh, before I get to the train ride, I like the shootout that they did with the car getting fucked up and then they were in the back and he tosses the gun. Like, that little whole segment, and it wasn't a big shootout in this movie. They had little segments of it. But that whole little segment was actually pretty good. That was better than what you see in other movies. Like, those three guys versus Pitt and Clooney would have been like 20 minutes of bullets, just nobody hitting each other, like 20 guys out of nowhere running. I was like, oh man, are we gonna get this now? But no, they had it well. They each put a bullet in each of these guys, and it was done. And I was like, those are fixers right there. They don't waste a bullet. They just get your shit done.
Yeah, and what I was gonna say is, what was also kind of funny was when they do rescue the kid, and they're like, how am I getting home? You're taking the train. Like, oh, like I wanted to ride with you guys, and it's like, we're all taking the
We're all
train.
taking the train. Yeah, they fucked up that car, bro. They really did fuck up that car.
We're not taking the car home.
And leading to the part of the train now, they actually got me too with when he started filling himself with blood. I was like, oh shit, they're killing Clooney off. And then he gives him the finger at the end
Yeah.
too. He goes, I didn't care. I was like, oh, that was good. I like that.
Yep.
Oh
That was
man.
good.
You know,
Like I
for.
said, there's a lot of good banter in this. There's a lot of good banter. I really enjoyed it. I have enjoyed watching worse movies.
Yes, you have. And by the way, let's talk about music for a second here. Did you catch all the songs they were playing throughout this movie?
I didn't catch any of the songs.
So at the beginning, the driving, when he was driving after the DA
Oh,
calls him,
Smooth Operator, yeah.
no, it wasn't that. It was the 1992 by Sade, No Ordinary Life.
Okay.
That was really because it's not an ordinary life, right? They're fixers. But yes, you're correct. They also had Smooth Operator. They played it like two or three times. But then you had Culture Beat by Mr. Vain. And right at the end, they picked all these songs perfectly. They had Just the Two of Us, because they're at the end, it was just the both of them on the shoot and about to
Yeah.
do the shootout. I was like, whoever picked all these songs nailed it. Like, these are perfect songs. You had the No Ordinary Life, Smooth Operator, Culture Beat by Mr. Vain, and then Just the Two of Us. And it wasn't the Will Smith Just the Two of Us. It was the original Just the Two of Us by, let me see.
I'm angry you mentioned Will Smith. I told you he's not allowed on this podcast.
By Grover Washington. That was perfect out of whoever picked all these songs. And I apologize for bringing them up again.
You should apologize.
I'm sorry, Devo. Do you want to go over Rotten Tomato numbers? I'll leave that for you.
Ooh. The Rotten Tomato, it's really a mixed bag. The critics liked it a little bit more. It's 67% on the critics, 50% on the audience. I kind of understand that because, like I said, we have some plot problems with this.
Which I'm
And
surprised about that. I thought the usually when it comes to plot problems, the critics picks it up more than the audience. Audience just wants to be like wowed and just kept engaged. There's a lot of audience people out there that don't want to follow the story and nitpick it. No, they just want to sit there and watch and have a good time. So I was really surprised that the plot problem was not caught by the critics.
yeah, but this is also Clooney and Pitt. These are people that are really, really loved in the industry. So I would almost say that there was a seller for this, meaning that there was probably a it couldn't go too low, just because of who was involved. Even if it was absolute shit, the critics were like, yeah, but it's our guys. You know, like they're all buddy buddy in Hollywood, so I could see them. No matter how bad they made it, they're like, yeah, let's support it.
I can see that. And just staying on Rotten Tomato has So there was 174 reviews by the critics and then over 1,000 by the audience. Obviously, the audience will always be more, but I was still shocked that it was so low. But I can see why. I really can, because this movie really had no point to it other than George Clooney and Brad Pitt just being comical with one another. And
yep,
there was no end goal to this movie. There was no end goal here. It was just, let's just make a movie to be funny and let's grow it from there. I'm hoping when they do part two, there is more of an established plot and story. And hey, the flow of the plot and story, I like it smooth. I like it that it's not jarring. I'm hoping they make a good story and that flow continues.
I agree. I really do. And like I said, it had its problems, but I'm, you know, I like them. I do like them as actors. This is not the first movie George Clooney played a fixer in. One of my favorite movies of all time is Michael Clayton, and he plays one of the best fixers in history in that movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good role for him. I've seen him try to do comedy. I've seen him do a lot of things. This definitely is his niche. This is where he flourishes, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, based on the next movies, I know we talked about, you know, a part two or three. So Apple has confirmed a sequel's in the works with Clooney, Watts, and Pitts returning. However, it was Watts that came out in an interview and said that he's been talking to Apple, but when he absolutely did not write this with a sequel in mind, which is a little strange when I read that. So he doesn't know if he'll come back to it. So we might not get John Watts directing this in part two. We might have a new director, but hopefully they keep him and, you know, just make a part two out of it.
I agree.
Hey, obviously Apple paid a lot. They paid a lot for a reason. So they're not going to dump this with just one movie. They're going to find a way to make this work with two and three or four, whatever, however many they're going to make.
Yeah. And I'll be there for it as long as that kid doesn't show up.
No, that kid needs to go fucking away. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's a good wrap. Shut up, Devo. Anyways, I think that's a good wrap up to the episode. It's, if you want to watch it, if you haven't watched it, it's on Apple TV. It's, I will recommend it. And you can hear it from Devo. He will recommend it. So actually, let me ask you this, Devo. If you were the fixer and you did that whole chase scene with the kid, I'm just asking Devo because this is going to be funny. I already know it. What would have been your conclusion to the kid? What would you have done at the end of the night?
On set accident.
Oh my, not on set accident, you asshole. To the character. What would you have done if you were fucking George Clooney character, you know, Margaret's man? What would you have done with the kid?
I don't know. Maybe giving him more of the drugs and have him OD again. And hopefully this time it takes.
You know, that's actually pretty good and pretty funny. But you know what? You also hesitated when you're like, oh, I don't know. You know, that's why I'm going to be the Brad Pitt to your George Clooney. And I would have been behind you with a gun. And I would just pop two in the kid. That's it. I would have fixed it for you, Devo. Don't worry about it. You're my buddy. We're buddies now. That kid's dying in the movie. I can tell you that right now, Devo. Either you make him OD or I'm just putting two in the back of his head. You know what? Let's make him OD and I'll put two in the back of his head. Just in case. That motherfucker kept coming alive. So, you know, let's be certain here.
Yeah. And that's my problem with what happened to, like, good, dark, just like, you know, like, why does everything have to have good endings now? Everybody smiles.
Hey, the dad was good action. The dad was fucking confused when his son came and they told him the story. So, but yeah, I'm with you. It doesn't have this movie did not have to have that good ending. They just needed to put two in the back of the fucking kid's head. I understand he was trying to do the right thing for his friend, but at the same time, you're a fucking moron. You knew you had drugs. You're not Mr. Perfect here. Die.
Like, we know they're fixers. They allude to the idea that it's a dark industry, and they've done really dark things. But then this one, they just wouldn't let him go dark. So if we're going to have a series of this, are we going to have, like, good guy fixers now? Like, they're not going to be bad guy fixers now?
Yeah, I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, in part two, they can bring back Amy Ryan, who plays Margaret, and the other one, and just shoot everybody. Get rid of them all. You're fixers. This is going to come back to you. They're trying to kill you. They set you up. Kill everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, with that, I think that wraps up this episode. Diva, where can people find us for news, upcoming releases, or anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah, they can find us over at Twitter. It's at WW, the number 4POD. We're waiting for you. Wait, at
Did you
WW.
say PUOD?
Yeah, I missed it. We're waiting for you, pod. So that would be at WW, the number 4UPOD. I forgot the U. I forgot you. Oh,
You
no.
forgot you.
Yep.
All
But
right.
that's where we're at. Next week we are doing the next M. Night Shyamalan movie, Trap. I know we promised everyone VHS. We ran out of time with Halloween. We all ate way too much candy. And I lost my voice from the Dolphins game last week. And we couldn't record. Sorry. We'll probably push VHS, the VHS series, until next year for Halloween. They are doing them yearly now on Shudder. So, we'll be able to hit that again next year and do it properly.
Oh yeah, that's
Sorry,
that's
audience.
yeah. We that's why we kind of segued into Abigail and obviously what we did here with Wolf. Just learning curves for us, obviously, and just getting caught up with real world stuff. But anyways, I hope one other thing. I hope everyone gives a little feedback or likes our new cover art that I'm doing per episode. We're starting to do a little bit more of AI generation with being a little stupid with it, really, like the ones with the penguins. I like, by the way, Devo, I like that you put it on our Twitter. It came out really well. I like the pictures.
Oh,
If you
thank
need
you.
any more, I can drop them all in the box. Actually, they're all in the folders, but I can show you where that's at. And
Give
I
me
like
plenty
what
of
you.
ideas.
Holy rusted metal, Batman. The show is good. That was good. And any word back from our Power Wash Simulator giveaway? Did we win anything?
We have not won anything.
Ah.
The thing is they know that they have an absolute addict here, so they don't need to give anything to me. And they know that I'm going to keep playing this fucking game.
Can we have our people call their people?
Oh, crossover event.
Crossover event.
You know, I
Oh.
discussed that years when we first started doing Power Wash Simulator. I thought they could do a Power Wash Simulator Dark, where you have to power wash a crime scene, and that would
Yes.
tie into this whole fixer thing. Imagine if I had to show up, and it was a brutal murder, and there's blood all over the hotel room, and I show up with my power washer, and I have to clean up the crime scene.
It's actually going to be pretty good. Obviously, the rating of their game is going to change a little bit, but there's so many crossover events they can do, and we said this even before they did the Back to the Future, that there's so many avenues they can take. And they're going to capitalize on it, and they should.
Exactly, I agree.
Yeah, but anyways, with that, once again, everyone, thank you for joining us on this week's episode. Means a lot to us because we continue to do these. At some point, we'll have Creature back. He's taking a hiatus with his what is this, Thailand? It's just Thailand still came.
Yeah,
I'm keeping that up. When you said Thailand, that made me laugh so much. His Thailand vacation.
I was reading on his Instagram. He's really fallen in love with the local culture, and we'll see when he gets back. If anything, we'll set up a good internet connection and we'll get him back to broadcast from Thailand.
Thailand from all places you picked. Anyways, with that, everyone, thank you for joining us again. Steve will say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye to everyone. Bye. We also have some big things going on this week, right? We have the elections going on. I know Debo will say it. Go out and vote.
I don't vote.
You don't vote. You
I
just talk
mean,
about.
if it's a Twitter
Oh no, hold
poll,
on,
I'm
no.
definitely
That
voting.
crunch, that was loud, Devo. Don't crunch while we're no. No. We're gonna have to
I
redo that. No. Devo, all I heard was
don't vote.
No, we're not leaving that shit in. Dude, what the fuck are you crunching on? Croutons?
I don't know why, but I just like took a big piece of ice and put it in my mouth. I was like, I don't know. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
No, we're not doing that.